Thank you very much, President, and congratulations for your nomination. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the Non-Aligned Movement. I therefore excuse from the very beginning because I will take probably more than 3 minutes to deliver the statement on behalf of the group. Mr. Chairman, dear colleagues, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the states parties of the Non-Aligned Movement and other states parties to the Convention on Prohibition of Restrictions on the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons which may be deemed to be excessively injurious or to have indiscriminate effects. The NAM Group congratulates His Excellency Ambassador Nigel Sekh on his election as chairperson of the 2022 meeting of the CCW. The group is confident that with your knowledge, experience and diplomatic skills, you will be able to guide our work effectively towards achieving the common objectives of the meeting. The group stands ready to engage constructively with the chair and other states parties to bring this 2022 meeting to a successful conclusion. Mr. Chairman, the states parties of NAM and other states parties to the Convention of CCW reemphasize the position of the heads of state or government of NAM states parties to the CCW and its protocols as reflected in the final document adopted in the 18th summit of the NAM, which took place in October 2019 in Baku, Azerbaijan. NAM states parties to the Convention may be deemed encourage states to become parties to the Convention and its protocols. NAM states parties and other states parties to the CCW strongly believe that the universal adherence to and further strengthening of the Convention will make a significant contribution to progressive development of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict and advancing further in the field of disarmament on the basis of universal, multilateral, non-discriminatory and transparent negotiations with the goal of reaching general and complete disarmament under strict international control. NAM remains concerned at the continuous erosion of multilateralism in the field of disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control. The movement is determined to continue promoting multilateralism as the core principle of negotiations in these areas and as the only sustainable approach to address these issues in accordance with the UN Charter. Non-fulfillment of the commitments and obligations assumed under the relevant international legally binding instruments, especially on conventional weapons, continues to pose threats to global peace and security. NAM notes that an important principle of the Convention is to balance humanitarian concerns with the legitimate military utility and necessity of certain conventional weapons. NAM continues to affirm the sovereign right of states to acquire, manufacture, export, import and retain conventional arms and relevant parts, components and ammunition for their self-defense and security needs. NAM expresses its concerns about unilateral coercive measures in this area and emphasize that no undue restrictions should be placed on transfer of such arms. While resources for socio-economic development remain limited, more resources are devoted to the development of sophisticated and deadly conventional weapons that are used around the world, which undermines international peace and security. Paradoxically, some states that are leaders in the modernization, manufacture, use and commercialization of more advanced conventional weapons try to impose international regulations to limit and hinder the acquisition and use for purposes of self-defense of certain types of less sophisticated conventional weapons, such as small arms and light weapons. We reject such double standards. The highest priority must be to control and limit the most sophisticated and destructive conventional weapons, which are the ones that cause the most innocent victims in modern wars. Mr. Chairman, the United States parties and other states parties to the CCW welcome the efforts and work carried out by the high contracting parties within the framework of the group of governmental experts on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems. In implementation of its mandate and supports its continuation in the context of the objectives and purposes of the convention based on an agreed mandate. The United States parties and other states parties to the CCW take note of the procedural report for the 2022 session of the CCW GGE on laws contained in the document CCW/GGE.1/2022/CFP.1(1). The group of NAM believes that this 2022 meeting provides an important opportunity to the high contracting parties to agree by consensus on the future mandate of the GGE on laws. The coordinator of the group of NAM would like to reiterate the readiness of the group to engage constructively with the chair of the 2022 meeting and other states parties on the continuation of the process. The NAM state parties and other state parties to the CCW look forward that during this 2022 meeting of high contracting parties, state parties to the CCW can make progress toward the development of concrete policy recommendations, including elements for new legally binding provisions for addressing the humanitarian and international security challenges posed by emerging technologies in the area of laws. NAM expects this to be reflected in a strengthened mandate for the future work of GGE on laws. The group of NAM takes this opportunity to reiterate its position and recalls that lethal autonomous weapons systems raise several ethical, legal, moral and technical as well as international peace and security related questions which are being deliberated and examined in the context of conformity to international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law. The group of NAM also recalls that the ethical and moral concerns about lethal autonomous weapon systems, the problems of autonomy, lethality and critical functions of these weapons and shared understandings, definitions and other concepts including of semi-autonomous weapons are being examined in the substantive discussions on this matter.